Welcome to the PodTech.net podcast here at Seagate with Bill Watkins, the CEO of Seagate. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Seagate has an interesting history as the fueling the PC revolution with the original 5 1/4 inch disk drive. We're kind of in a whole new revolution now, consumer-generated media, user-generated media, truly the on-demand world. The Internet's growing up. The web is over 10 years older. People are always connected. Give us your view of the on-demand world, because storage is a big role in that. It's changing. I mean, service providers are providing storage, Google, Yahoo. People have personal storage. Talk about the on-demand world from your perspective.
Well, again, as you said, I mean, I think if you looked at the, you know, the previous 25 years, it's all been about digitizing the workplace, making you more efficient. If you go forward for the next 15, it's about digitizing your lifestyle. And in this sort of old IT client-server world, the storage was the sort of behind the scenes. It was like the in The Wizard of Oz, the man behind the curtain. But now, as you kind of leap forward today, it's more like storage is an enabling device. It allows you to download music. It allows you to download content. It allows you to move content electronically between, as we like to say, between your home, your hand, and eventually it's going to be in your car. So, again, we think the storage device now becomes an enabler. It's a the device that allows you to have this freedom, this wireless world, this access of content, and then enrich your life that way.
Freedom is a great word. I mean, obviously, people who are digitally savvy, and there are a lot of people digitally savvy, but some are now learning to be digitally savvy with the iPod and other things. Talk about the role and expectations of users with storage. I mean, it's getting smaller, faster, cheaper. How is that changing your business and just storage in general?
Well, again, I think it's sort of this sort of proliferation of application sets. And again, as we like to think about it, it is about moving content electronically. This is no longer, it's about taking physical distribution that we're kind of used to, whether it's a tape, CD, DVDs, film, and replacing it with electronic distribution. One of the things I think that people saw here just a few years ago, people started downloading music on their PCs. Well, it wasn't very soon that Apple figured out, well, let's get a mobile device and let's start moving it from the PC to a hand device, et cetera. And again, it's a lot like, you know, my kids and the young generation, they don't want physical distribution. They're very comfortable with downloading and moving things electronically. It's kind of like, you know, we have phones, we're used to phones with cords. They don't think cord is something that you want. And so, again, they're very, very much into it. And so as we go forward, we see these application set that really allow you to have content, utilize content, not only content that you purchase, whether it's a movie or music, but it's content you generate. I mean, one of the things that we think is very fascinating going on and people haven't quite got their hands around is all this content that people are generating themselves. To give an example, my daughters, they download, they create these videos. They film each other, their water polo teams or whatever, and then they put music to them, and then they send them to each other and add. And it's a whole sort of world where people are learning to create their own content and then edit that content, ship it. People have their own blogs. I mean, every teenager I know have their own blog, and they put their own videos on there, their own messages, and it's really a kind
they're
of
sharing it.
Sharing it, and it's a world where I think it's changing very fast. And again, as we said back from Seagate's perspective, the storage device allows this to happen, and it allows it to happen in a way that people, and even in a sense where, and I think, as we think about it, if you think about the move content, it takes, and I'll just use an example, a great example of, just take a song, just to move one song around the world. Well, it takes an enterprise system. Somewhere in the world, there's an enterprise system with an enterprise drive that's going to download that song, and it's going to download it to your hand, or it's going to download it to your PC, depending on what you choose. But if you go and download it, and I'll just use the example of an MP3 player. And that device in the hand may be a flash storage or maybe a hard drive, depending on your choice or how much capacity you want. But again, there's an enterprise drive that downloaded to your hand. Well, the interesting thing about today, when you have electronic distribution of content, the content becomes more valuable than the device. So if you have an MP3 player or an iPod or whatever, you got 300 songs on it, that's $300. Well, that's more than the device cost you. So what are you going to do with all that content? You're going to back it up. And so in your home, you're going to have a PC drive, 400 gigs, 500 gigs, and you're going to back up that content so that you don't lose it. And then eventually, you're going to want to move that content to your car. Either you want to listen to music or watch videos in your car. So the moving of a song from an enterprise delivery system to your hand, to your home, to your car, there's four hard drives or four storage devices that enable just to move one song.
How has that changed the storage business? Because in essence, what you're talking about is in the old model, everything was pretty much siloed. You had format sizes, and we're all pretty much siloed around the applications. What you're talking about now is complete interoperability, seamless for the user, around format types. How is that changing the storage business?
Well, again, I think one of the things that for a long time, the storage drives and drives and started with the client server that one of the things, we're not unique. We're very interchangeable. So we started with, and we made the platform so that there's not a unique drive, there's not a unique interface. And so it's very easy for us to take a storage device and apply it through all these handheld devices. So again, we have a very common platform, very little differentiation on how the drive works. And so again, whether it's your PC, whether it's your MP3, you can take one drive or a different drive and put them in there fairly easy. But what we're seeing is as more and more consumer devices get put together, and what it has, they have different sizes, different screens, different application sets, and what we're seeing is a big proliferation of different types of storage. For example, we sell 1-inch. We're looking at design 1.3-inch. There's 1.8-inch drives. There's 2.5-inch drives. There's 3.5-inch drives. And all these different sort of sizes and all that have different applications. But at the end of the day, the consumer doesn't care about the drive. It doesn't care about the storage device.
Just wants the app.
They want the application. It's a software. And so they will buy whatever it takes. If they want to have, you know, if they want to download a lot of videos, they're going to buy a 40 gigabyte drive for a video iPod. If they want to just listen to a few songs, they're going to have a 4 gigabyte flash device in there. And again, and so what is important for us is to get people using applications that are video enriched, that are moving content electronically. And so that's, for example, we don't mind, we like the idea of flash in your hand. Because again, it goes back to that scenario I did, that if you have a storage device in your hand, it's going to take, you're going to utilize a hard drive at the enterprise, at the home, in the car, we'll get 3 or 4 of those sales. And it's the behavior of moving content electronically that we really embrace, and we're trying to obviously sell to the end user.
The PVR obviously is a big one everyone's kind of coming to is the time shift. But look at Xbox 360. Look where they're going. Unified communications. The whole, I mean, that's going to be not a game console. They're pushing that out as entertainment console.
Well, I think you're going to see, I mean, you got the same thing with Sony. I mean, Sony has announced a hard drive in this platform. Again, it goes back to, you know, what's happening is if with Microsoft wants to get their software in your home, they've got two ways, sell it to somebody or they build the box. Now, you think, how many companies would have spent as much money in getting an Xbox to market that they have spent? I mean, it's a phenomenal amount of money they spent to do this.
Pushing a lot of cash out
there. And so, but this is what they want to do because they know the home's the place to go. But I think you're going to see this vision, and it's going to come from, I mean, I think the cable guys have got the same vision. I think, obviously, the Xbox, the PlayStation, is they put a device in your home, and then they start putting peripherals all around it. I mean, obviously, you're going to see handheld devices that talk to the Xbox or the PlayStation. You're going to have home servers that back it up. It's all going to be wireless to each other. And they're going to create these entertainment. And it's going to be a model of not only just gaming and videos. It's going to be you doing things with your content. You're editing. You're moving things around. And so, again, there's this whole ideal. Again, it goes back to taking content, moving it around your home, going back and forth with your hand. You'll take a game, envision a game on Xbox or even for PlayStation where you can play the game on your hand, download it back to your Xbox or whatever, and then back to a home server.
Users want versatility.
Right. Well, they want freedom. They want to do things, and if
not
we provide
be constricted.
Right. If we can provide them those opportunities, they're going to embrace that.
You talked about other peripherals kind of being wrapped around kind of this ecosystem. Talk about the recent acquisitions of Maxtor and Mira and those kinds of things, I mean, and what that all means.
Well, I think if we think about Maxtor is a very tactical play. All it is, in a real essence, is buying revenue, taking that revenue, and putting it on our scale and our leverage. We have a much lower cost structure than Maxtor did.
Final question for you. Next 5-10 years in our life and world, what's going to be different?
What's going to be different? I think people are way underestimating personal content development. I think it's going to be an explosion of content, not by studios. That's all. That's going to be, but what we do with our blogs, with podcasts,
media blogs, yeah.
People around the world are going to be talking to each other and sharing content at a scale that's unimaginable even today. And people like it. And it's like you're creating these universes. I'm just totally amazed. And it won't be me, to be honest. It's this generation.
New generation.
It's just, and they are just so much touching around the world. I mean, I look at my daughter's blogs and stuff. There are people all over the country that are talking to each other. I mean, but this is going to explode. And there's going to be more and more our own creative content. And I think you're going to see explosion of creativity as people utilize these tools to create some phenomenal content. There'll be a lot of bad content created too. There'll be
new filters, whole new opportunities. Yeah. Well, that's great stuff. And Seagate, obviously, with storage. I mean, you're right, dead center and an enabler,
yep.
Innovator.
And that's what got us excited, is that at the heart of every one of these, there's a storage device that allows you to do this.
Storage is like water and air now. It's going to be part of everyone's lives. Bill, thanks so much for the podcast.
Thank you.